I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In this episode,
we have Halloween, Blade Runner, Westworld,
and a lot more. This is the Zoom Enhanced Podcast. Welcome, everybody, to the Zoom Enhanced Podcast. I am your host, Dan Skullcrusher.
And I am Claudine Sugar Booger.
And we are here to rock your world.
For those about to rock, we salute you.
Yeah, man. What if we had AC/DC as our like house band? Where they would just play us in and out.
Play the like hits, live. Man. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
Anyway. So it's been 2 weeks since, actually a little bit more than 2 weeks, I think, since last episode, mm-hmm. and even longer since our first episode where we talked about both of us watching Blade Runner again and then sharing our ideas. I mean, not our ideas. Well, we can share ideas if we want to.
Sure.
But I meant to say sharing our thoughts.
Yes.
About Blade Runner. But before that, though, because we just had Halloween, of course, Halloween was just this weekend, and you mentioned that you wanted to kind of talk about a lot of the stuff that happened. Your Halloween was a little bit of a bummer, I know, because your husband was sick, and that's gotta suck.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly for him, of course, but...
Yeah, well, you know, that means we didn't do anything on our anniversary. You know, I took time off work and did nothing for like 4 days. He was hit pretty hard. I have his cold now. Yay. But, you know, I still got out while I was well. My friend Suzanne gave me a last minute invite to go to a work party. And she had had a party the weekend before that we both went to. And Jim did muster up the courage to face terror at the drive-in, which was a quadruple feature of horror movies at the drive-in. We only made it through three because, you know, he was on the mend at the time. I'd say at this point he's fine. but we saw the new Blair Witch movie, Lights Out, and Aliens, which that's weird that that was on the bill, but it's one of my favorite movies, so I wasn't complaining.
And they were in that order?
Yeah. Yeah. And the last movie they played was the new Ouija movie, which we didn't make it to.
Oh, yeah, for what I've heard, you didn't miss much.
Well, it's funny. Like, I thought it looked totally stupid, but it's getting really good reviews. But then again, that doesn't always mean anything when you're talking about genre films, like horror, because typically... standard critics are not looking at horror as like something they really love. So
yeah, I mean, and you can say the same thing.
Take their feedback with a grain of salt.
And either way too. A lot of times people are like, this movie's terrible. I'm like, well, the movie wasn't really made for people like you. So.
Right. Exactly. So you have to take the critics' voices with a grain of salt, but usually if it's like, you know, I use Rotten Tomatoes a lot. Usually if it's a total dumper, at like 10%, I'm like, well, maybe I don't need to give this a chance. I don't know.
But yeah, exactly. We'll see. And there's a couple of reviewers out there that I trust very much. Mm-hmm. And usually I don't care if the tomato meter or whatever it's called is like, it's even like 7%. But if that person says it's worth watching, then I'll definitely try it. Mm-hmm. I also have no qualm about like just getting a movie and then just watching the first 10 minutes and being like, nah, thanks. It's not like, you know, I mean, most of those movies or even in a theater, if I just go and it sucks, I just get up and leave, whatever.
I never do that. I don't know why. There's some sort of like commitment chip in my brain. It's like, if I've started this, I'm going to finish it.
Hell no. And I'm going to tell you, I do remember the very first movie I walked out of.
What's that?
I was in Louisville, Kentucky, visiting my friend Brian. and we had nothing to do. My brother, Brian, and I went to see 9 Months with Hugh Grant. It was the only movie playing at the Dollar Theater that was anywhere like in the neighborhood of interesting. And
I'm not even sure I would qualify as being in the neighborhood of interesting.
I don't remember what the other movies in the theater were playing.
They must have been dumber.
They must have been just even worse. Imagine. Nine.
What the hell?
Or maybe my brother and Brian just like, let's go watch this, knowing fully that I would hate it. Because one thing that did happen was that I started to complain about the movie. And I was like, let's just leave. And they were like, nope, 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 oh, no. And I ended up walking out and they didn't.
What did you do? Did you just wait in the parking lot?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I did. I just
waited. And this is probably before smartphones. So you were just probably there with your thoughts.
Smartphones, please.
Just staring at the car.
Yeah.
Crying a little bit that you were left alone.
Yeah, this is like the maybe mid 90s.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
whenever that movie came out. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it many a time since. And now I used to not be okay going to movies by myself. Now I go to movies by myself all the time and I just walk out. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it used to be like when you're in college and stuff, and even before and a little bit after, you're like, oh, $12, $11, whatever movie is. Like, that's a lot of money. Now I'm just like, I'm an adult. Who gives a shit? It's the same thing with parking. I used to always be like, I will not pay for parking. Parking is too expensive. Now I'm like, how much is it? $30? All right. I just don't want to have to drive around the block. $30 it is. Who cares? I do not care.
I am more of the mind of wanting to pay for parking. Jim is not. So, you know,
it's
a point of contention for the two of us. But yeah,
really.
I still don't walk out of movies though. I mean, it's way easier to walk out of a movie in your own house. But if I've paid, well, here's the deal. If I've paid for a movie, it's been carefully selected. I'm not going to go see a movie that I'm likely to hate. You know,
I don't know. I've done that. I almost walked out of X-Men Apocalypse. I was very, very close. It sucked so much. And it
wasn't
so
great.
But I kind of knew that it was going to be bad. Not kind of. I knew it was going to be bad.
It X-Men, delivered on what I expected. So.
X-Men movies are just so bad.
I don't agree with that. I like X-Men movies. I didn't like this one, but generally I like X-Men.
Yeah, but you don't like X-Men comic books, so that's why you like X-Men movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like X-Men comic books, and I want X-Men comic books in a movie, and those movies are not X-Men comic books at all. They're like wearing black leather outfits.
Oh my God.
That's no good.
Complete non sequitur. I saw online yesterday that Khloe Kardashian was dressed as Storm for Halloween, and it was the most ridiculous looking thing I may have ever seen.
I can tell you this. I know that she's a Kardashian because that's her last name, but I don't even know who she is.
She's the funny one.
Oh, wait, there's a funny one?
Well, if there's a funny one amongst them, it is her. But anyway, just if you like, look it up.
I'll pass. Definitely.
You would not know that she was Storm if she did not say she was Storm, which is how weird it is, you know?
Oh, wow.
She had like a big lightning bolt across her chest. And of course it's like a weird attempt to be super sexy and it's just gross. It's bad. Anyway, who cares? We shouldn't give them any more airtime than they need.
Yeah, there you go. I can tell you this. I had a funny one. We had, the trick or treaters coming in yesterday and there was this kid must have been, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old. And he came in dressed as Darth Vader, but with no helmet.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, where's your helmet? He goes, Darth Vader doesn't wear a helmet. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Darth Vader wears a helmet. He goes, not tonight. It's Halloween.
Oh.
The kid could be right. I don't know. I've never seen
Darth Vader. Man, right?
Maybe Darth Vader doesn't wear a helmet on Halloween. He's like, I want to scare everybody with my creepy, like, spaghetti face. I don't know.
Did he have a spaghetti face?
Nah, he was just a kid.
I know.
But I thought it was funny.
I came across two Jason Voorheeses who didn't know who they were.
Oh, really? We had one that actually painted the mask on his face.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, what are you? He goes, I'm Jason. And I was like, oh, yeah, I see a red triangle. Okay. And then the other one that was hilarious was a kid dressed up like, in a really nice costume. Like it wasn't some Party City thing. This was like either made by the mom or they actually went out and like bought a real one, like a fireman with like the whole like crazy, like huge, what do you call those things that they wear? Like those overall things, that jacket and stuff with the reflective gear and everything. Yeah. And like, I mean, it looked super dope. And I was like, man, that's an awesome costume. You're a fireman. And he was like, no, I'm a crossing guard. And I hear the mom in the background just crack up laughing. And the mom was like, you are not a crossing guard. You're a fireman.
How dare you? After all that work and money.
Either the mom made it or they spent a lot of money. Either way, the kid was like, I'm a crossing guard. And it was very obvious by the reaction of the mom that it wasn't the first time the kid had said that.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, both the Voorhees that came by were like, you know, slightly older kids. I don't know if they were teenagers, but, you know, they were by themselves or without parents, I should say. And I was wearing a Camp Crystal Lake t-shirt and I was like, what's up, Jason Voorhees? And like pointing to my shirt and they just kind of looked at me and nodded like, uh-huh.
They probably just know him from the toys and stuff. They probably have no idea what the movie is.
I mean, I get it that a lot of kids probably don't watch horror movies like I did when I was young, and that's fine. But I was a little bummed out that two of them did not know or did not appear to know who the hell they were.
Well, I mean, I went to that one convention that the tiny little Hulk guy was there. This mm-hmm. dude, this little kid must have been like 3'2". He was like the tiniest little thing.
He was a cute.
And he was like, yeah, he was like dressed up as the Hulk. And I was like, Dr. Banner. And the dude was like, the kid was like completely lost. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, I mean, I don't know if I would have known back then what the heck was going on either. But yeah, whatever. Well, whatever. Later. Yeah, it was fun though. It was a good Halloween overall. It was a bummer not to see you.
I know. I'm sorry, dude.
But that's fine.
Tell me about your costume.
Oh, my costume was amazing. It was really cool. Very early on, I decided that I was going to dress in the simplest way that I could. Two reasons. Number one, now that my cosplays are getting to the point where they're like really ridiculous, and I post them on Facebook and, you know, regular civilians are like, oh my God, that is insane. Everybody has grown to expect like insane costumes from me for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to deliver exactly the opposite. I wanted a really simple costume. On top of that, you know, we were hosting a party, so I didn't want to walk around with like crazy armor or like helmet or, you know, some crazy thing. So I just wanted something super simple. And while thinking about what I could be, we bought the Superman Crypto outfit for our dog Botas. So from there, I thought like, oh, if he's going to be Crypto, then Joe can be Supergirl and I can be Superman and it'd be great.
Yeah.
So instead of going like all out Superman, because I wasn't about to start like sewing and building a costume and stuff, that's too much. So then I just bought one of those t-shirts that have the cape attached to them. And I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm just going to wear my red Vans and jeans and a t-shirt and this t-shirt. And that's it. I'm done. And then what I asked for my wife to be, I asked her to be not the Supergirl from the TV show. I wanted her to be the Supergirl from Justice League Unlimited.
Right. Because you're obsessed. Because
I'm obsessed with the TV show. So she got the little bandana and the white t-shirt and everything. She said she wouldn't show belly though. So she
no didn't, bellies?
No, she didn't show her.
No.
She didn't wear the crop t-shirt or anything, whatever. But the idea was the same thing. She wanted to just to be comfortable, whatever. So she was like, I'm not wearing any red boots. I'm just going to wear my red Toms. Mm-hmm. And it was like, we're the super family on a Sunday afternoon. We weren't ready to, you know, fight crime. We were just
chilling. You're going to brunch.
Exactly. We're in our jeans and yeah, in our Toms.
You're awesome. Ready in case, you know, duty calls,
yeah.
But
yeah, so that's
generally you're chilling, going to the farmer's market, getting brunch.
Yeah, we were the super family. So if you want to see actually what the super family looked like, if you want to completely disappointed, then you can check out our yeah, we're going to put photos of that
in
there. And then Claudine, what about you? What were you?
My costume just kind of evolved into weirdness, but I started out I just got this vision in my head that gas masks are really creepy. So I started looking up images of, you know, the nuclear scare of the 50s and civilians wearing gas masks with like 1950s outfits and stuff. And I was like, that's a really cool, weird, conflicting visual image. So I kind of wore I got this gas mask and I took the two things off on the side, the two gas things, and I ran a tube through it so it looked more like Immortan Joe from Mad Max. And I was going to do a mechanical arm, but I just couldn't figure it out. I mean, I should have driven up to you to figure that out for me. But
I know, we could have totally done a cool arm.
I know. I gave it a whirl, and I ended up with like a forearm shield thing. But then when I put it all on, that just looked like added on weirdness. So I just edited that piece out. So I had a 1950s dress and like this weird gas mask thing and like red bleeding eyes. And I, when people asked, I called myself Immortan Jolene, for Immortan Joe from Mad Max. But I mean, it's not a real character. I just wanted to do something creepy for once, cause I've never really tried. I usually do like weird, punny mashup, funny, silly things, but I wanted to do something specifically kind of creepy this time. So I had like one dead eye contact lens, which people were freaking out over, and the gas mask and like this 1950s outfit. So it was kind of, that's what it was.
Yeah. So are you going to put photos of that as well?
Yeah. Facebook? Yeah. We'll post them both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Anything else on Halloween?
Did the drive-in, did a work party. I went to a friend of mine, his band for Halloween was playing Weezer's The Blue Album at Northside Tavern. So I went and saw that. And that was it. You know, we did a lot of staying in, and then we crammed a bunch in at the last minute. I did some stuff on my own because my husband was just out for the count. I did some stuff with my girlfriend, so yeah, I went to two parties, the drive-in and a show at the Northside Tavern.
I went to a couple of parties too. Actually, the other party that I went to, I was a Knight Templar. I have like a 2 days to build a helmet for it.
You gotta actually post that too. That turned out crazy.
It turned out really good. Yeah, maybe I'll post that in our Facebook page as well. Yeah. I'll post the finished product. I wanted to do so much more with it. Like I went and just bought a crappy sword because of time. But then I thought, oh, I can remake the sword doing this and this, and I want to change the hilt to this and this. And then I had 2 days. So doing the helmet was good enough.
And that,
which was hilarious because I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to say too much more about that party, but whatever. It was fun.
Were you the best dressed at the party?
Apparently not.
Oh, you didn't win. I didn't win either.
Yeah, but dude, it's you see the person that won and you're just like, what?
My because friend
these,
Megan.
These are not Halloween people. They're not Halloween people. They're like, whatever. I don't know.
My friend Megan, who you've met, she won one of the categories at the party we went to a couple weeks ago. One of the categories was best tribute to a fallen icon, because so many like rock stars and cool people died this year. My friend Suzanne and I, like, we came up with these categories together for her party. But the person who won was my friend Megan, and she was dressed as Barb from Stranger Things.
Yes.
And it was so spot on. She posted side-by-side pictures and I almost died. We were just cracking up. She was so spot on. It was completely hilarious. So there were a few princes and stuff like that, and none of them won. It was Megan for a fictional character after all these real people had died, and that's what the category was devised for.
So. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, like, in both of the parties that I went to, I can't think of a single person. They probably nobody even knew who Prince was.
What?
Yeah, just college people and stuff. Like, it's just bad.
Oh, my God, dude.
Or maybe they did. They probably wouldn't.
They just don't care, right?
Well, I almost did Lemmy. They know.
I know. I wanted you to do Lemmy as God.
Yeah, I almost did Lemmy, but it's just, I don't know.
That would take a lot of work because you probably wouldn't have a lot of that stuff lying around.
I can tell you, nobody would know. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
you're right.
This city is not my scene. These aren't like, you know what I'm saying? These are like borrowed friends, sometimes I refer to. No, there's a lot of people here that I love very much, of course, but
sure.
I don't think that anybody would have known who the hell Lemmy is. And that's how lame this
no is. No one would have known who Lemmy was at the party I went to either. So, you know, what can you do? They would have known Prince, though. That is guaranteed.
Not everybody's as cool as you and I.
I know. What can you do?
Okay. So in the first episode, we were talking about Blade Runner, like I said.
Yeah.
And then I went back and watched it. And I think that, I mean, we both kind of, we talked about it since, and we both kind of realized that neither of us are really big Blade Runner fans.
Right.
I mean, the movie's cool. I understand everything that it started. but because I wasn't bitten by the Blade Runner bug originally.
Yeah.
You know, when the movie first came out, then it was like, I don't know. It was a little too adult for me.
Yeah. And when it came out in like 82 or something?
77, I think.
Huh?
77.
What?
Yeah.
No. What?
I thought so.
I'm going to look it up. Anyway, we were young. We were way too young to appreciate it.
1982. Why do I have... I have 1977 written down here in my notes for some reason.
That's
Star
Wars, fool.
No, I know that. Yeah.
it's 82. So we would have been 7 and 8 years old, right?
And I mean, I was
That's way too young into Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's way too young to understand like the complexities and this tolerate the slowness of that movie.
Yeah, it's just
the slowness and the darkness. It's just
the darkness. Yeah, I mean that's the other darkness. Thing too. A movie where it rains the whole movie.
Yeah,
that's just too much for me. And I just don't like dark movies like that in general, like The Crow and the first Tim Burton Batman. It's so dark and dreary, and like it's just. I mean, I don't mean dark thematically, just dark. Literally a dark movie.
Right. Ugh.
I hate them. Those first three Batmans, by the way, I absolutely hate all three of those movies. but then again, what don't I hate?
I know. You hate everything. I haven't seen the original Batmans in forever, but I know that Schumacher like ruined that franchise. But whatever. Well, yeah, that's old news at this point. it's funny. I thought it was funny that we both came out of seeing Blade Runner feeling like, meh, I don't need to see that anymore.
Yeah,
and we kind of came out of the Blade Runner closet like, I'm not sure I ever really liked that movie, but as a sci-fi lover, it's really hard to admit that.
Exactly. And I mean, I've seen this movie. This is probably, I don't know, maybe my fifth time watching it, let's say, at different points in my life.
Sure.
And yeah, I think I'm done. I don't think I want to watch it again.
Now, that said... Will you be watching Blade Runner 2049?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, I'm gonna give it a try.
So,
like with anything.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a try. I'm gonna hate it.
So supposedly they will be answering the question of whether or not Rick is a replicant, which everybody seems to believe that he is. I believe that he is. I don't even know if it's much of a question. But if he is a replicant, Harrison Ford will have aged, what is it, 30 plus years?
And age has not been kind to Harrison Ford. He looks like an old drunken sailor. he does.
Oh,
he looks like
God.
The guy that has been sitting at the bar since 1977.
Oh my God. So yeah.
They're not going to make him. There's no way they can make him look.
No, if Rick is a replicant, how has he aged? Did they make... I mean, of course, they're going to address all this stuff.
Of course, but then the other thing, though, too, is that replicants, they said they only live like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So then what the hell is he doing? I mean, it's a whole thing. I've never thought that he was a replicant.
Really?
I don't think that it makes sense for him to be.
Okay.
I've read the theories before online, and I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I was missing something in the movie. So this time when I watched it, I paid attention, and I was like, no, I still don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, it all boils down to the unicorn dream sequence. And then Edward James Olmos, you know, folding up the little unicorn origami guy that's supposed to be the main clue. But it's funny, my friend Chuck, I told him we were going to talk about this on the podcast, and he was so stoked because he's like, it's Blade Runner's like his favorite thing. He's like, you should have me on the podcast to talk to you about. He's like, do you think Rick's a replicant, and I was like, I don't even care. And he's like, what the hell is the whole point? And I'm like, yeah, but that just speaks to how much I'm finally willing to admit at 41 that I don't care about this movie. Just like, meh, whatever. He told me this like 10-minute story about when he was in college, he went to a film class and saw it and raised his hand and spoke and blah, blah, blah. But yeah.
Oh my God.
What can you do?
Yeah.
I came out of the Blade Runner closet. I don't care. I just don't care. But we'll see. I mean, I'm going to see Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, no. Of course I will.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, we discussed this as well, that the movie takes place in 2019.
Yeah.
Which means that they have 2 years. We, as a human race,
mm-hmm.
Actually Los Angeles specifically, has 2 years to get their shit together.
Yes.
And first of all, the first thing that LA has to start doing, and they need to start doing that like right now, is start mm-hmm. working on the replicants. Because by the time 2019 comes around, they should already be a little older. And it should be part of society. So if they haven't already started, they need to get their shit together and get going. The other thing they need to get started on are those big pyramid buildings.
Yeah,
the ones that shoot fire and everything. Because
yeah,
I've been to LA and I've never seen buildings that shoot fire. So you better get on that.
Yeah.
The flying cars, get on that.
Yes, yeah.
And everybody in the world that quit smoking needs to get back to smoking.
I think, you know, maybe it's vaping. Maybe we just didn't realize. Cause...
No way. No way. Wait.
I'm the most stoked about umbrellas with lightsaber sticks. I can't wait for that to happen.
I think that if it's going to rain 24/7, then the umbrella in general is going to, I mean, the umbrella technology is going to go through the roof.
Well, you know, as soon as it starts raining in LA.
24/7. Yeah, and it's never daytime either, so I don't know exactly what happened, but it's never daytime, so maybe the axis of the sun or something, I don't know, something's happening with the sun, mm-hmm. never comes up in LA. Oh, the smog, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All that pollution in LA. So keep going where you're going, LA, because by 2019, the sun will never come up.
The sun will be blocked out completely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. And then the off-world colonies that they refer to, I'm mm-hmm. wondering, either we're going to have to get some colonies going off-world, or maybe they're referring – the off-world colonies are like Northern California.
San Francisco.
They're referring to the Bay Area as the – as the off-world colonies.
Yes. I can't wait until hard copies start spitting out Polaroids.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just the thing that is weird. Technology has to take a few steps forward, but a bunch of steps back, because Polaroids have to become a thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
they're so cool.
But scanners have to get to the point where a super shitty Polaroid print can be scanned to such high resolution that you can zoom and enhance, pun fully intended, to the point where you can actually read labels on cigarette boxes or whatever it is that he does when he zooms and enhances. And then he just prints, and then it's just like the printer's right on top of the TV. But then all the TVs are still the old, like, clunky TVs with the tubes and stuff. It's not like... There's no,
and it, you know, it sounds like a dot matrix printer, yet it spits out a Polaroid.
Well, yeah, that's crazy. That's because the resolution of the dot matrix printers is so much better now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If I ever make a movie, and I never will, but if I ever make a movie, and it takes place in the future, I want to make sure that I make it like in the year 9044.
That so way, far out no, that there's no
way that a couple of chumps like you and I can make fun of it ever in a podcast, ever.
Oh, my God.
Or make it in the past, like George Lucas did with Star Wars.
There you go. Just in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, exactly.
I one of the horror movies I watched while my husband was laid up was Jason X. Did you ever watch that one?
No.
Jason in Space?
Yeah, no.
It's... What I realized about these Jason movies is that they're like sci-fi channel movies of today. Because I haven't watched many, many, many of those sequels until this weekend. I pretty much watched like one and two of all the major series and kind of quit after that. But I watched a lot of weird Jason movies. I watched Jason Goes to Manhattan and Jason in Space, basically. And it feels like Sharknado. It feels like a Sci-Fi Channel movie. It's just, it's ridiculous. Of course it's ridiculous.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ridiculous, but it was not what I was expecting. I laughed a lot. It was kind of crazy. Anyway.
I remember my Jason as Jason.
Yeah, it's best to leave.
Yeah.
I don't know where it starts to go off the rails. I, you know, whatever. The later ones are crazy.
What else I noticed that I made a note of in Blade Runner is that there's payphones.
There's so pay LA, Skype.
Yeah, exactly. Pay Skype.
LA,
LA got to get going on that. Confiscate. LA needs to confiscate all cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And then install some FaceTime, like, I don't know, booths all over the city.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting experiment for us to actually watch a movie that we haven't seen in a long time and then kind of rediscover it together. And it's funnier that we both came to the conclusion, like, nah.
I could have not seen that and not cared.
Oh, I'm glad that I did. I'm glad because there was a couple of things that I didn't remember. But overall, it's pretty much what I've always thought about it. It's a good movie. It's solid. The acting is terrible. And the idea of the future.
Synth noir soundtrack is enough to make me want to rip my ears out. I can't stand that shit.
Oh, I totally love it. but yeah, I think I'm done with Blade Runner.
So yeah.
I'm not going to be dressing up as any character of the movie for any Halloween and or convention anytime soon.
I will say Pris is a pretty cool costume. Is that her name? Daryl Hannah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pris.
I can't even remember. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
That
80s perception of what punk rock is or was is just so ridiculous.
It's awesome though, man.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Oh my god. Back to Jason.
Oh,
speaking of punks. In Jason Takes Manhattan, he walks past these four ruffians. There's a skinhead, a mohawk, a hip hopper, and I don't know who else. And they're listening to rap. And he like walks by.
So the dude in the mohawk is listening to rap along
all of
with
them.
Some hip hop dude
and a skinhead
out together.
And a skinhead in New York in Manhattan. I think he like kicks their radio or something. I don't even think he harms them in any way. But I just, again, speaking to the whole like ridiculousness of how punk is portrayed, cracked me up. Anyway, sorry to keep going back.
Such a good movie that you kind of have.
It just, it's fresh in my mind. Anyway.
So the other thing that we wanted to talk about was Westworld. Speaking of old movies that are kind of like, meh. Because, I mean, if you really think about it, Westworld, the original, is...
It's redunk.
It's I don't know. Is it a terrible movie?
Nah, I don't know. It's not a good movie.
I can't believe that I'm being benign and you're not. I don't really think it's that bad. It's entertaining. You have to take it with grain of salt, mm-hmm. obviously because of when it was made.
Sure.
But I don't mind it. I've never seen Future World, so I don't know about
No, I haven't either. Was that directed by Michael Crichton too?
No, it was directed by actually, hold on. I have a little thing right here. Richard Heffron.
Huh. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, me neither. But so Westworld is 1973, right?
Ugh, before I was born. Yeah.
And it takes place in 1983.
Really?
So again, this person sits
Oh my God.
He sets himself up for like horrible failure.
Sure, yeah. Oh my God.
But
just don't put a date on it. It's just best to just avoid dates if you can.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, so I never, as a kid, I never liked the movie. It's obviously a much more adult movie. Like we were saying, same thing with Blade Runner.
That
it was definitely for older people, meant for an older audience. But the main thing for me is that I just do not like Westerners. There's horses and cowboy hats. I'm automatically not interested. And not only not interested, but it makes me want to puke. Western movies make me want to puke. And TV shows and Bonanza and all that crap. I absolutely detest
mm-hmm.
the whole idea of the West and like, oh, the outlaws, High Noon, the sheriff. I find it stupid, redundant, dumb, ridiculous. I just don't want to have anything to do with it.
Well, I wonder if that could have anything to do with the fact that you're not American. It's a part of...
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that too, but there were kids in my neighborhood when I was growing up in Colombia who liked that stuff.
Dressed
up like cowboys and stuff and played cowboys and Indians and, you know. And there's a lot of people down there that watched like spaghetti westerns and stuff and, you know. I think it's dumb. It's stupid. It's gimmicky. I am pretty goddamn sure that that's not how the West was in the
Why
first place.
Why do you say that? I mean, the West is well documented. A lot of these,
a lot of the stories are based on real characters. Every single little town in all of southwestern United States during that period had a sheriff and a little jail and a little outlaws that came into town and raided it. No, that's ridiculous. There's no way that all those towns. It's a big chunk of time in a huge chunk of land, and everything that happened everywhere can be like summed up in like 15 minutes. It's ridiculous. It's dumb. I can tell you the story, and every town had the same story. Every town had a little saloon with a little swinging doors, and the guy played the piano.
Those areas were so not inhabited, like their per capita was so.
Granted. So then, what are we talking about? 150 towns? 200 towns? 1,000 towns?
Not even. I don't know. I'm not a historian, but you know.
These stories
are rooted in documented American history.
I bullshit American history. Tell me some American history that is actually real. Come on, you're going to tell me that Sacagawea, she actually chilled with Lewis and Carl Clark and they were all buddies and they're like, oh, let's do this. And that is bullshit. You know that's bullshit.
What?
It's all crap. It's all like what fits that's how it is with anywhere. It's not only the United States. Come on, man. You're going to tell me that like Thomas Jefferson was like this or like that or like any – dude, it's all bullshit. It's all crap. And – In the Western movie world specifically, it's all crap and it's shitty crap. It's just dumb. It's dumb. I don't like six shooters. High Noon, I'm going to shoot you. And whenever, oh God, it's one of the reasons that Back to the Future is not my absolute favorite trilogy is because when they go back to the Old West and it's just so dumb and predictable and just.
Well, I disagree with you strongly. I don't know how to argue your passionately weird point of view.
Don't try. Nobody can.
Yeah, I mean, there's no convincing you of liking something you don't like, so I'm not going to try. But I am going to say I strongly disagree. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a cowgirl. I have tons of cowgirl stuff that I kept when I was, I have my cowgirl boots from when I was like 4 years old.
I know, they're the cutest thing.
Right?
Yes.
I loved horses. So I also have a strong connection to, not Southern and not Western, but, Appalachian culture, which is closer to the West than anything you really know. I know that they're still totally different cultures, but you know, I don't know. The stories about the West don't bother me at all. It depends on the story. I'm not like a fan, but there are plenty of Western things out there that I like.
Nah.
Well, you can't say nah to me. You can say nah to you.
I can definitely say nah to the West. Just silly.
Anyway, let's talk about every sheriff
in the whole Western world, whatever it was then, right? I don't mean the movie, but in real life, they all had stars that were 6 points. Every single one of them, really?
I don't know.
Imagine if every movie made in the future, everybody looked exactly this. Like, oh no, you can't have that because that's the outfits that they wore were this. It's just BS.
It's the uniform. Whatever. Who cares? Why are you picking apart dumb details like that?
Because it's the root of why I don't like it. It's dumb and not realistic. But anyway, so that's the reason that I never liked the movie Westworld. However, you know, I'm super into sci-fi and I hang out with people who are super into sci-fi. Of course, eventually I ended up watching it. Is it the best movie ever? No. Does it have a really strong, interesting theme? Yes. Now, if this movie, instead of being called... Okay, so in the movie, there's the three... Spoilers. There's the three amusement parks, right? There's Westworld, there's Medieval World, and there's Roman World.
Yeah.
I could care the shit less out of any of those. But if there was a fourth called, I don't know, Normal World, where it's just like normal people, I don't know, in Manhattan, that would be interesting to me. So
that
then
you can kill and rape at will.
Yeah, it basically the same thing, but in another something else that is in Roman. Who cares about that? And like the medieval world, Jesus Christ, please, somebody kill me. But if it's like I don't know World War II or something, I don't know something interesting. The story of the movie and the whole thing with these automatons becoming aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. And of course, I mean, the movie's a little kooky, especially when that starts to happen. The whole thing starts to unravel. And what's his name? Yul Brynner, the guy that the character that he plays, whatever, the robot guy, starts to chase the other guy.
The guest. Yeah,
the guest. Like it becomes a little cheesy, but it's a pretty interesting story. So I thought when I found out that HBO was going to do a TV show, I thought, oh, this may be good. So even though it's going to be horses and the sheriff and the stupid cowboy hats, maybe this will be good. So I watched a couple of episodes and I'm like, hey, this isn't too bad. But then it just took a turn for the worse. And now I'm like, fuck that show. Stupid. I'm done.
You're not going to watch it?
No, I did. I watched two episodes after I was done. And I'm probably going to finish the season. No, because
walks out of movies if you don't like them.
Yeah, but here's the thing with this TV show. I'm interested in what goes on outside of the park.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually interesting.
Yeah.
What's going on in the park is completely stupid and dumb, and I don't care. Besides the fact that it takes place in the Old West and people are wearing cowboy hats and it's dumb. The stories themselves are just like, whatever. And then the humans can't get shot.
Those days are numbered.
At this point they're fighting and I'll just take out my gun and start shooting people. Who cares? And the other guy, one of the guests that is the good guy or whatever, is like, oh, don't shoot them. That's so bad. I'm like, shut the hell up, dude. He needs to be punched in the face. He realizes they're just robots. They come back the next day.
You're crazy. No, all right. Listen.
Okay.
Just shut it for a minute. So there's a lot going on in this series and, you know, we've talked about this in the past. Like, you've said, like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. I don't care.
There's so much shit going on. It's stupid. A little mystery, good. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Not good. That's how Lost me and Lost everybody else. But people kept watching it because it was the cool thing to talk about. So don't even get me started on Lost.
I didn't even watch Lost. I watched the last episode and I was like, I don't know what people are clearly.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Anyway, listen, Westworld has a lot of layers. I believe a lot of different time zones or time periods. Yes. Time zones. I believe that a lot of the story arcs are happening in different time periods. really? But you're confused. Oh my God.
That's the fact. Then it's even worse.
No, it's amazing. Listen.
He's super.
So this show has been developed by Jonathan Nolan, and that is Christopher Nolan's brother.
Yes.
I don't know if you like Christopher Nolan. I fucking love Christopher Nolan.
Hit and miss. Big hit or big miss. But yeah.
I love Christopher Nolan, and apparently his brother has helped him develop a lot of his stuff. So this feels very Christopher Nolan to me. They should probably just call themselves the Nolan brothers from now on. Anyway, I love peeling away layers of onions of shows and movies and movies like Interstellar, Inception, all that crazy stuff. Love it. I don't know if you ever saw The Prestige.
Yes, of course. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite.
So that's another Nolan movie. And this guy was the brother. Mm-hmm. Jonathan was involved with that. So, like, once I read that this was a Nolan piece, I was like, oh, yeah, here we go. This is going to be crazy. No one's going to know what the hell is going on till the end, but it's going to feel like popping the biggest zit in your life when they reveal
everything. Oh, that's disgusting.
It's going to be so satisfying and fantastic and delicious once we figure out what's happening. I believe that the man in black is William in the future.
Wait, you mean the guy that survives in the movie?
Not the movie. That we're talking about the TV show.
Oh, I thought you meant that he was like the Peter guy from the movie. So the movie had happened, and then Peter survives.
I don't think
there's
any connection between the movie and the TV show.
Okay.
I believe that the man in black in the TV show is William. Do you know who William is?
Yeah. The good guy with a funky face mole. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a big mole.
Yeah. So apparently he gets his mole taken away, huh?
At some point. Apparently. Like Lemmy. Whatever. I don't care about that.
Lemmy.
That's what I believe. I believe that there are two different time periods going on. and something's going to turn him, and it's probably going to be his best friend being a huge asshole.
Do you watch Sunday's episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's
already on that path,
and he wasn't his friend anyway, right? He was like his boss or something.
It's his brother-in-law /
boss.
Business something. They're connected in business. And to your point of what's going on with, the company, their family is somehow involved in the company. So, you know, the man in black may be the president of the company. You know what I mean?
See, this is ridiculous. The fact that I have to have a fucking 25-minute conversation with somebody to understand what's going on a TV show is just dumb. It's dumb.
No, it's awesome.
Absolutely. And I think that...
You're wrong.
No. Listen, think about The Sopranos. Straightforward, no, that mystery crap. One of the best television shows ever made.
It was totally boring after Big Pussy got shot. That was the second season out of seven. Big Pussy, R.I.P.
I don't even remember much of the Sopranos, to tell you the truth.
Right.
Just remember it being pretty straightforward.
I continue to watch for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Being like, I wish it were as good as when they killed Big Pussy, and it never got that good again. So...
You're saying they should have brought him back?
He's at the bottom of the river, so they can't bring him back. Actually, the Atlantic. I don't know.
Yeah, I listen. There's huge problems with this show. If what you're saying is true, and there's two different times going on,
I think there may be more than two.
Then it is stupid, ridiculous, way too complicated for me. I do not need to think that much. I'm just gonna go back to watching Supergirl and just be happy. It is just dumb, retarded. I don't need that stuff.
It's not dumb and retarded.
So complicated, though. I mean, the whole sequence with Anthony Hopkins meets up with that lady from the board, the president, the company, whatever the hell it is. And they're like in the game because there's like the robots are around and they're in this restaurant. And it's like a, 7-minute sequence. And they're talking about nothing that they're saying makes any sense to me. It's like it's from a completely different TV show. Like I just changed the channel. It's a completely different movie that I'm watching. And then they're talking about this, whatever. And then a machine comes and destroys the whole thing. And I'm like, all right, I have no idea what the fuck's going on. But here's the kicker. Not only do I not know what's going on, I don't care enough. They haven't given me enough to care to be able to see it through. I just don't give a shit.
No, you can let it go, but I love it. And it's probably my favorite thing right now.
Oh my God. I mean, whatever. I like The Flash, man. I like Supergirl, even though I have a huge issue with Supergirl.
What's the issue? I've only seen like the first episode. But
okay, so
Martian. It was very girly. Like girly.
Oh, okay. It's awesome. I'll tell you what. There's no like.
Like sitting on the couch eating ice cream.
What does this mean? I don't understand. Oh my God. Maybe this guy is that guy. Oh my God. Maybe. No. It's just like, whatever. It's a TV show and it's awesome. Martian Manhunter is in there, right?
And really?
I don't like the way that Martian Manhunter looks in the show.
Yeah, because he's one of your favorite characters.
He's one of my favorite characters. But Martian Manhunter is one of the most powerful. One of the most powerful beings in the DC universe, right? Mm-hmm. Top five. So then if Martian Manhunter exists in the same universe as Supergirl, why isn't the show about Martian Manhunter? shouldn't he be the best hero ever? I mean, he could have Supergirl as like a sidekick, but in reality, it should be Martian Manhunter. And in the last episode, spoilers, in the latest episode that I saw, his niece came out. So now there's going to be two Martian Manhunters, the original Martian Manhunter, and then Megan, the Martian Manhunter, which is awesome. See, that I like. Oh, what's going to come out in Westworld? Oh, another sheriff. Oh, another high noon. I'm going to shoot a robot. Oh, this hooker. Ooh, get out.
Oh, shit.
A saloon with a little piano playing Soundgarden. Ah. I'm going to keep watching.
We're clearly going to have to agree to disagree.
I am going to keep watching just to make fun of it every episode. I'll be like, hey, did you watch Westworld? Oh, because I saw there was like another dude wearing a cowboy hat. Hey, ta-ta-toe, let's ride some horses and shoot at something. Woo!
Bang, bang, bang.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, that's what's coming up. It's going to be like laser shooters. Anyway.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, you know, I don't watch Supergirl, but what I know of the CW universe is that by introducing new characters, they're kind of beta testing them to see if the fans like it enough to have their own show. So maybe there'll be a Martian Manhunter show.
I think that the character is not appealing enough to that demographic. There's no way. I mean, obviously The Flash, Arrow, Supergirl.
Yeah.
They're shows targeted towards like teenagers and everybody else that doesn't have a problem with the cheesiness that comes along with that demographic, like me.
Mm-hmm.
Martian Manhunter is just way too heavy of a background that he has, and he's just too powerful. They would have to introduce. I don't see the Martian Manhunter fighting like
Grodd. Like,
you know, just being in like a coffee house like The Flash, like, oh, we're at Jitters having coffee. Oh no, the Reverse Flash is here, and then they run out. Like, no, the Martian Manhunter is way more than that. It's just like Superman. You couldn't have Superman like, oh, we're at Jitters. Even though Superman's appearances on Supergirl have been amazing. I'm all for that. But I just saw my notes. There's one more problem that I have with Westworld, the TV show.
Geez,
that stupid intro takes like half a friggin' hour. And I'm like, they're trying to make it like Game of Thrones. And if you make anything like Game of Thrones, you're basically throwing the TV show in the garbage to begin with. Because that show just, I was so pissed off with it. But that intro is just like, remember the Sopranos intro? Like Tony going through the pole to the thing to the like Paul and then like driving through Jersey and stuff, and you're just like, God, can you get home already, please?
That's how it is with every intro of every cable show. Like you're fascinated for like literally one episode, and then you fast forward through it because
it's ridiculous. Just get started. But it reminds me of one of my favorite TV shows of all times,
Full House.
Well, yeah, of course, Full House is awesome, but it's not one of my favorite.
Saved by the Bell?
Nope, not Saved by the Bell. Keep trying. See if you.
No, I don't know after that.
Twin Peaks. Their intro was pretty long.
Oh my God, that was the worst.
The music was so awesome that it put you in the mood.
Oh no, I hate the music for Twin Peaks.
What?
The music alone was enough for me to almost not continue watching it. I couldn't stand the music. I hated the music of Twin Peaks.
God, I freaking have the soundtrack and I listen to it often.
You're gross. I hate it. Oh my
God, are you crazy? Yeah, you don't like old Italian horror movies, that's why.
I haven't even seen any old Italian horror movies. Oh, I don't like synth stuff.
Yeah, you're screwed. You're dumb.
Unless it's like, you know, I like synth and Stranger Things because it's a throwback to Carpenter.
But, you need to. Well, I mean, that's where it all kind of. Yeah, I know. It's all part of the same thing. You know what you need to do? You need to like reboot yourself. All right, go turn yourself off.
You need to reboot yourself.
Restart yourself, and then
you're
gonna back. Hate.
You're the most haterous person ever. You're telling me to reboot.
That thinks that the Twin Peaks soundtrack is the awesomest thing ever.
You need to reboot to think that, you know, millions of things that you hate are not only not all that bad, but pretty good.
What are you? Are you mind? You're crazy.
You're crazy.
No, listen. If the world was more like me, the world would be a better place. You know, you've heard the expression.
That's an absurd thing.
You've heard the expression a million times. To each their own.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I say to each their own, what I really mean is you should be more like me. So when somebody says like, if you say like, no, I don't like the synth stuff, blah, 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 blah. I say, well, to each their own. What I'm really telling you is you should be more like me. Just so that you know. Everybody around me knows that. My wife is very aware that that's what, so I say in front of other people all the time, well, you know, to each their own. And my wife just
rolls her eyes like, oh,
laughs. She knows exactly what I'm saying. Like, what I'm saying is, you're an idiot. You should be more like me. I'm right. You're wrong.
Your wife also keeps a list of groceries on the fridge of things you hate.
There's three lists. There's three lists: things that I hate, things that I'm like meh about, and things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to keep them straight. Listen, you should be making fun of her for that. She can't even get that straight. She's like, I don't remember. Do you like broccoli? And I'm like, please look at the list.
Oh my God, you are the worst.
She has a list of things that I absolutely hate, including mm-hmm. people using iPads in public. That's mm-hmm. the first thing on the list.
Because once you break it all down and look at the list, it's freaking hilarious.
Do you think that they're going to have medieval world and Roman world in the,
you know,
in the TV show at all?
I think they may nod to it. I don't know if they'll actually get into it like the real movie.
Because, I mean, they haven't mentioned it. They haven't mentioned it.
No, they haven't. And the world they've built is big enough with a lot of shit going on. So I could see in future seasons maybe nodding to it, maybe even spinoffs if it's a huge hit. But, yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
That is something that made the other movie interesting, because Medieval World was supposed to be about romance and it kind of catered to women. And Roman World was all about just sex. So that catered to sex fiends. And Westworld was more violent, which catered to people with more violent tendencies. So,
Wait. what about in episode 5? Mm-hmm. What about when that girl is working on that one robot and he has a huge dick? I think that
that
caters to women. Right?
No. Yes, thank God.
She says, I was not looking at
that huge dick thinking like, oh yeah. No, come on.
That caters to women.
I think guys have a gross misconception about how women react when they see a
wiener. No, I know. Nobody likes dick. Nobody wants to look at it. In the words of Elaine Benes, men are built like Jeep. Women are beautiful. They're like, you know, there's the woman's body is beautiful, whatever mm-hmm. it is. Like art. A man's body is built for what it needs to do. It's a Jeep.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I still think that it was meant for women, that little nod. Hey, ladies, we hear you. There you go. We've looked
That's
at a bunch of
it's
boobs.
It's made by
so
men.
We looked at some boobs. Here's a dick.
Hell.
We're
some
make
weenus.
It really big. You couldn't tell if it was veiny, but it probably was.
My God, that thing, that was terrifying. I would run from that. I would run from that in a real life scenario. I'd be like,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, right.
That's another misconception that men have. is that they think a woman would look at that and be licking your chops.
Why do you think I don't get laid very much? They all run away from me.
Oh my God.
Oh, zing, yeah. Oh,
no.
That's a joke and a half. Yeah.
Disgusting. I
don't want to
hear about that.
Oh, okay. So we've come to the end, unless you have anything else to say.
Other than you're crazy and your opinions are wrong.
I'm awesome. Hey, listen, Claudine.
Yes. What?
To each their own. All right.
I'm going to start using that as well.
Yeah, please do.
To each my own, mother
to
humper.
To each my own. Oh, my goodness. Listen, for questions or comments, complaints, you can visit our Facebook page at Zoom Enhance. Or you can just do a search, you know, whatever. It's Facebook/Zoom Enhance, and make sure you hit the like button. Yeah. ZoomEnhancePodcast@gmail.com is the email address. But if you want to get if you want to have a comment, any questions, if you want it answered quickly, then definitely check out our Facebook page. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. And until next time, I'm Dan.
I'm Claudine.
And take it sleazy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.